We start hour number two by talking to a pitcher for the Washington Nationals. He is a World Series champion, a two-time All-Star. He was the winning pitcher in Game 7, top 10 in the NL in wins, innings, strikeouts, walks, ERA, and winning percentage last season. And he is hosting the Call of Duty Warzone Charity Royale Tournament. It is tomorrow from 12 until 3 p.m. Eastern. We will get into all of that. Patrick Corbin is my guest. Patrick, I want to talk to you about the Call of Duty tournament that you're hosting with Matt Barnes of the Red Sox in a minute, as well as everything else you've got going on. But first off, how are you and everybody around you doing during this most unusual time, Patrick?
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're doing, I think, as best as anyone can at these times, these strange times, and just trying to stay busy as best we can and try to do some good for some people who are in need.
Excellent. Listen, you and I spoke right after the World Series last year. If you could take one more look back for me, as you look back on that time and on that team, what kind of memories do you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, now just being at home, you miss your teammates, you miss the coaching staff, you miss going to the ballpark every day, and those are things that I'll always remember and how special last season was. And things are obviously different, and not being able to get up to D.C. and to see the fans and to show off our banner and to get our World Series rings is obviously something we wanted to do and wanted to do that with our fans and families and friends.
Patrick Corbin is joining us. You know, there is obviously a rhythm to life as a baseball player, and now we're in the middle of May. The season would normally be rolling along. You'd be looking to repeat as champions. What's it like not to have baseball at the moment?
Yeah, it's strange just being at home, and we're not used to this. We don't really know what to do. We're trying to stay in shape. We're trying to throw, trying to get ready for a season that happens. And I mean, I'm sure everybody's has questions, and not only in the baseball community, but in life in general and everything else going on. So these are obviously difficult times, and we're just trying to make the best out of it.
You mentioned trying to stay in shape. So how do you go about staying in shape? What have you done, and how do you go about building your arm up so you are ready when it's time to play?
Yeah, I've been able to get workouts in. That's been at least a positive for me. I've been thrown into a net a lot. So obviously it's not as similar as getting off a mound and doing things like that. But I think things out here, we're down in West Palm, are starting to ramp up a little bit where we can go throw some bullpens, meet up with some catchers and some other players and hopefully get some live batting practice in. So hopefully those things continue to happen and to make sure whenever we do start this spring training up again or practice time that we're ready to go.
Nationals pitcher Patrick Corbin joining us, World Series champion. There have been reports this week of a proposal that owners have put together for an abbreviated season, which would include an expanded postseason, the DH in the National League, a couple of other items. Based on what you've seen and heard in the proposal, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I know that the safety and health for the players has to be one of the most important steps of this, and our families and for the fans as well. And I know how much sports need to get back and how much the fans at home want to see something on TV. So obviously all these steps we have to think about and really dive deep into. And I do know that the players that I've spoke to and who are still out here training and stuff want to play as many games as we can. We want to get back on the field, and we miss baseball just as much as everyone else.
You know, Patrick, it was interesting, I thought, to see earlier this week your teammate Sean Doolittle outline some of his concerns when it comes to the health and the safety of everybody involved if there is going to be a season. And then Rays pitcher Blake Snell was on Twitch. He made it clear that he would strongly consider sitting out the year if the owners are serious about that 50-50 revenue split when the players already agreed to one reduction in salary and would be putting themselves at risk of getting COVID. What was your reaction to what Snell had to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some good thoughts there. We are taking a risk getting back there. We did come to an agreement before, and I mean, there's so many questions that are still unanswered, and we're not sure if they even were answered the other day. So hopefully we can continue to move on from this, and we've been in contact with players from the team, the union, every day, trying to get things to work out, and I guess the main thing is we want to get out there and play. We want to play as many games as we can, obviously in a safe way. The players are taking a risk by doing this and being away from their families for a long period of time. We know that that's something that's going to have to happen. So someone's going to have to give here, and we'll see what goes on.
Like, Patrick, assuming the negotiation works out, right, assuming that you come to an agreement, in terms of the health risk, what would you need to see or hear to know that it was okay for you to go back and play in terms of the health risk itself?
Yeah, I know that the testing, I think, was a big part, and I think they're going to be able to get that done. And I'm not an expert on any of this, so obviously we're at an age where it's not as high of a risk for a lot of these players, but you do worry about the families and other people that they would like to see throughout a course of a season. So hopefully we can figure out that. And it seems like there's more and more talk each and every day about this. So hopefully they can come to a resolution here and figure what's the best way to go about this.
Yeah, one more thought about that, and then I'm going to ask you about your Call of Duty tournament. But there was this notion earlier that the players might be in a bubble of sorts, and if you went into the bubble, then you'd be separated from your family for a number of months. I'm not sure whether or not that's still a factor, but was that something that you would be willing to do in order to resume play, or is that kind of a deal breaker and you need to be near your family?
Yeah, I mean, I think some guys would do it. It's going to be hard, and these are things that obviously we're going to have to work out, and I think that's why it's important to get the players what they want and what they need for the safety for everybody that they're going to be around. We're not going to be able to have a full team in the gym throughout the season, so we got to figure things like that. If they're going to social distance us in the locker room, in the clubhouse, and things like that. So there's a lot of things that we're going to have to do, but we want to be able to perform at the highest level on the field, and we need to do our workouts. We need to show up at the field at 2 p.m. for a 7 o'clock game to make sure we're ready to do things like that.
The Call of Duty tournament, Patrick, is tomorrow from noon until 3 p.m. Eastern. Where did the idea first come from, and how much Call of Duty have you been playing this offseason?
Yeah, I've been getting into it recently. I haven't always been a big gamer, but I think we were just trying to find a way to where we could do some good, have fans involved and have an opportunity to do something with some of their favorite players and raise some money for people in need and for some good charities that some of these players have. And we found 16 players that agreed to play, and fans are able to bid to play for a couple hours with some of those players. So we're really looking forward to it. We're going to live stream it, and it's going to be fun.
All right, so I read off some of your baseball accomplishments at the top of the interview. You are among the best of the best. When you're playing Call of Duty online with other elite players, what is that experience like?
Yeah, I've actually, the competition part is what we love, and I think that's a big thing what we miss about baseball. But I've been so bad at Call of Duty, I've been losing some sleep over it, just kind of trying to get better. But it's all we can kind of do right now. Everybody's at home, so trying to find ways to stay competitive, but trying to get better.
All right, listen, some of the other guys who are involved, in addition to you and Barnes, you've got J.D. Martinez, Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Ryan Zimmerman. When you look at the other baseball players who are competing, who are the guys you have to worry about, and who are the guys you do not have to worry about?
Yeah, so Trey Turner's probably on the top of that list. He's built his own computer. He's been gaming his whole life, so obviously, he's a guy that you're going to want to watch out for and probably bid on, because you're going to have a good chance to win. And I think Zimmerman might be maybe towards the end. I know he's gamed a little bit, but he just got the Xbox. He got, I think, Call of Duty about a week ago, so he's been practicing. So it's going to be fun. There'll be some bragging rights on the line, and we're looking forward to doing this on Saturday, and hopefully continue to grow this and every year have it bigger and bigger.
All right, so how do the fans get involved, and where do they go to get more information?
Yeah, so I have the link for the website on my Twitter and my Instagram account, which is PatrickCorbin46, and that'll send you a direct link to make donations, see what players are on there. If you don't win one of those bids, you can also watch us live. We'll be streaming this and can make other donations that way.
Great cause. It is the Warzone Charity Royale Tournament tomorrow from 12 until 3 Eastern. Patrick Corbin, right behind that. He is a World Series champion, a two-time All-Star, and the winning pitcher, of course, in Game 7. Patrick, great to have you on. Have fun with that. Hope we can talk again soon, and hope we see some baseball soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Stay safe.
You too. Stay safe. Patrick Corbin joining us.